delightful to those that had no experience of it. Erasmus. First and foremost, I come from a military family. My grandpa was in World War I. My uncles were in World War II. My dad was in Korea. My cousin was killed in Vietnam. And both my brothers were in the U.S. Army and the United States Air Force. So without a doubt, I honor the American military. But let's be clear here, in righteousness, not in unrighteousness. I honor those that magnify the enumerated laws found within our U.S. Constitution, not those who blindly follow behind corrupt politicians and fight for their unlawful ends. Ever since I can remember, and I'm sure you do as well, corrupt politicians in this country have been at war with other countries. I've seen war after war, decade after decade. For example, we have the Dominican Republic Civil War, the Insurgency of Bolivia War, the Cambodian War, the War in South Zaire, the Lebanese Civil War, the invasion of Grenada, the bombing of Libya, the Tanker War, the invasion of Panama, the Gulf War, the Iraqi no-fly zone enforcement, first intervention in the Somalia Civil War, Bosnian War, the intervention into Haiti, Kosovo War, Operation Infinite Reach, war in Afghanistan, the Iraq War, war in Northwest Pakistan, war in Somalia, Operation Ocean Shield, American-led intervention into Libya, Lord's Resistance Army Insurgency, American-led intervention into Iraq, American-led intervention into Syria, Yemeni Civil War. I wonder if those that were doing their fighting would be fighting at all had they taken the time to know the United States Constitution, which reveals what and who they are fighting for. For the most part, the wars above are unconstitutional and therefore illegal. Did you know that America has been at war 93% of the time since its inception? That is 222 years out of the 242 years since 1776. The United States has been at peace for less than 20 years since its birth. Notice as to whom is doing the fighting. Your grandpas, your fathers, your brothers, your cousins, your neighbors, or perhaps your mothers or sisters or even yourself. Guess who's not doing the fighting? The politicians who are working on the behalf of the special interest groups such as the bankers, the military-industrial complex, so on and so forth. In short, those that are responsible for creating the wars. And to be quite frank, I'm sick and tired of the lies. Oh yeah, remember, in every war, truth is always the first casualty. I am sick and tired of the lies thrown on the American people to fight their unconstitutional wars. Who do you think is funding these wars? Well, let me tell you. The American taxpayers are, and then end up profiting from the contrived wars that they themselves created. The very politicians, of course with the help of the CIA-controlled media, are lying to you on a daily basis. They are the very ones that are accusing and casting into the minds of the American people that the leaders of other countries are dictators, that they are evil and monstrous and must be dealt with or else. And all the while, these same politicians that are pushing for war are hoping that you forget that they are the ones that are, in fact, consistently lying to you on a daily basis. And of course, who will not raise a hand to help in the war that they created and want you to believe it's just a just war. Maybe the American government, we the people, should judge within before judging without.
Exactly. That's a good point.
We should first stop in Washington, D.C. This government sends innocent boys over to fight their unconstitutional wars in a third world country, while they themselves are given a pass as they commit the same crimes against Americans here in the homeland. They're nothing short of hypocrites. Hopefully this will explain as to why so many foreign countries hate America. They hate America because of what Americans have let their said representatives do to their prospective countries. Again,
here we go. J.C. Ryle rightly stated that the saddest symptom about many so-called Christians is the utter absence of anything like conflict and fight against spiritual apathy in their Christianity. They eat, they drink, they dress, they work, they amuse themselves, they get money, they spend money, they go through a brief round of formal religious services once or twice every week. But of the great spiritual warfare, its watchings and strugglings, its agonies and anxieties, its battles and contests, of all things they appear to know nothing at all. Let us take care that this case is not our own. We should all consider Charles Spurgeon's quote when he said, "The cross is the danger signal to all of us. It warns you that if God spared not his only son, he will not spare you. It is the lighthouse set on the rocks of sin to warn you that swift and sure destruction awaits you if you continue to rebel against the Lord."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I got a question for you. You guys all know going, and I'm just thinking out loud here. That's what we do here. If you want to call in, by the way, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. You want to know who we are, what it is that we've done, and what it is that we're doing, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Subscribe to those pages. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I just want to go ahead and think out loud, if you don't mind. Because tyranny is defined as that which is legal, they say, that's what they call it. Legal for the government, but illegal for the citizenry. Okay. Now, if we all know, again, this is how they play semantics with the American people and confuse the American people, because they're banking on the fact that the American people haven't taken the time to know their God-given rights, the Declaration of Independence. Okay. That's the seedbed. Okay. The Constitution, the enumerated laws found within the Bill of Rights. Okay. And we can talk about the Federalist Papers too as well, but that's, you get the point. If people really took the time to understand that they're the government, they wouldn't be saying, look what they're getting away with. No, they're only getting away with whatever you let them get away with. And they need to be held accountable, period. That's the resolve. You can turn on every, you're never going to hear this. You want the resolve, America? I'm laying it on you. The government, the responsible party, your said representatives need to be reeled in and they need to be held accountable for their crimes. Period, because they've reversed the roles on you. They have the American people believing that somehow or another that we're here to serve them. And by their good graces, whatever we have, the earth is theirs. They've inherited it. And whatever we have, it's been given unto us by their good graces, completely upside down in this country. They work for you. You do not work for them.
Period. They operate through the delegated authority you gave them. If they act outside of that delegated authority that you gave them, then you impeach them and you prosecute them. Oh, and yes, if it entails anything to do with bribery or treason, Article 1, Section 6 of the United States Constitution, they are to be arrested on the floor. Isn't it interesting how people in this country, so many of them, when they're doing the wrong thing, they'll tell you they're just doing their job. And then when it's time for them to do the right thing and the lawful thing and the thing that they swore to do in upholding the laws with their hand on the Bible, they don't do it. Because there's nobody standing there with them to help them. That's what cowards are, right? But again, I want to go back to this because tyranny is defined as that which is legal, they say, for the government, but illegal for the citizenry. Thomas Jefferson said that, the third president of the United States of America. Okay? I just want to make clear you know what we're talking about here. Let's go back to September 11, 2001. Remember they had the Patriot Act, which was up on the shelf. They were waiting for some scenario. And remember Soros said, and so did Rockefeller, that they're waiting for the right event to take place so they can implement the New World Order. And guess what, friends? They are the ones that were responsible for it. And I don't think that there's anybody in this country or on this planet any longer that would disagree with the thing I said 24 years later. But they established something called the Patriot Act. Did you know that when that was signed, friends, that there was not one? It was passed at 3:30 in the morning. Not one said representative, not a one, read the Patriot Act before they signed it. Not a one. And isn't it interesting, after September 11th, all of these unconstitutional agencies that have been created and they have been leveled at the American people. But this is what I want you to get. When government, your said representative government, again, you're the government. They're an extension of who you are and what you allow them to do and what it is that you don't allow them to do. But when government does it, let's just say, they establish something called the Patriot Act. But did you know that if the American people were to do the same things that they were allowed to do and they called it legal? Do you know that if I did the same thing that the Patriot Act actually gives enumerations to concerning their said representative under the guise of constitutional law, which is policy, and it is null and void because it stands against the Constitution. But again, most people don't take the time to know that. But did you know that if you do the same thing they did, do you know that it would be considered felony wiretapping? But somehow or another, they reenact these acts from the Patriot Act to assail who? Themselves? To what? To surveil themselves or to surveil the American people that they mean to rule over, right? Yeah, that's right. I think Leviticus 26, okay? When the Lord said, I will appoint terror. Yep, the judgments began in a big way on that day in this country, and we can see who's doing the attacking. If people in this country would have listened to James Madison during that particular time, 50% of the people in New York protested your said representative government right after September 11th. Most people didn't even know that because they didn't want you to know that, so they omitted it. They didn't broadcast it. But this is what I want you to get. During that particular time, friends, again, what did they do? They created a straw man, they created a monster, and then the American people were supposed to go after them. But when they called up a war, it was interesting, the people that we were supposed to go after had nothing to do with those that allegedly attacked who we are. But Americans allowed them to do it anyways. But again, here's the point. They create the Patriot Act. When the people do and copy those in representative positions, then it's called felony wiretapping, okay? What about this one? Enhanced interrogation, that's what the government calls it. But when the people do it, it's called torture. When the government does it, it's called no-knock raids, right? But when you do it, it's called breaking and entering. Same crime. Same crime, same premise, friends. Same transgression. When the government does it, concerning taxation, okay, they rob the people, but if the people rob a bank, it's called armed robbery. What's the difference? I'm just asking, okay? When the government does it, it's called income and property tax, which most of it's completely illegal. But when anybody else does it, it's called what? Tribute to the mafia. Why? Hey, knock on your door. We'll protect you if you give us money. That's called extortion, people. We're going to come right back. I'm going to go down this vein. You want to call in, give us a call, 281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Addie and I'm 15 years old. I've been listening to Bradley Dean's church for a little over a year now. Each time I listen, it is more and more empowering. Bradley is building up more of the Lord's soldiers for the battles we face as true Christians. Bradley's church doesn't waver from the truth. He teaches straight from the Bible and his testimonies, and talks about the things that actually need talking about. If you want to feel the true fire from the Lord, come join us every Sunday at Sons of Liberty Radio Church Live with Bradley Dean at 9 a.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." I'm going to continue down this vein, though, folks. I got phone calls lined up right now, so we'll make it your radio show due to the fact that we had a guest yesterday, Mike Lindell. But again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. It's just absolutely amazing to me on social media platforms how we have over 250,000 unique visitors every week. But yet our subscriptions go up incrementally. We watched when Rumble began to suppress incoming traffic, okay? Folks, you have to understand, and I'm just throwing this in there because of the importance of it. They are silencing the voice of the Christian faith in the patriot and conservative, and I'm talking about the genuine. They're silencing the voice. That's how they're winning the day. That's how they're winning the day, okay? I just wanted to highlight that. But I also wanted to come back to this as I was describing tyranny. And in the process of doing so, I want to continue on because I've already highlighted the Patriot Act, the enhanced interrogation, no-knock raids. This is how they, hey, folks, they've assumed authority that's never been delegated unto them by the people. So I want to go on here, right? If they arrest you illegally, your said representatives, it's okay. But if you were to do that to somebody else, that would be considered kidnapping. Do you understand? Okay. What about when the government calls it, your said representatives calls it indefinite detention? You know, if anybody else did that, it would be considered holding hostages. See this double standard here, friends? And again, they work for us. We do not work for them. They have the roles backwards. They act like they can do whatever they want to do without accountability. And you're seeing this in a huge way concerning the Epstein files right now. Just one of many. Even this Iran contrived war on the behalf of Israel. You understand, they're making all of this up, and I'll get to that in a moment as well. Here's another one. You ever notice when your said representatives do it concerning protecting and serving? If we did the same thing the same way that they did, it would be considered terrorizing, stalking. You see this? Yeah. Let's go back again. When the representatives do it, they call it education. They have no business in the education business. They have none, zero, zilch. They have no business in education whatsoever. But it's not education. It's indoctrination. See, it's education when they indoctrinate, but when we educate, then they say we're indoctrinating. You see how that works? Here, let me give you another one. When your said representatives do it, they make a campaign promise, okay? And they fail to actually fulfill their promises, but when anybody else does it, you're a liar, okay? Or what about campaign contributions like what we're seeing with Amy Klobuchar in the state of Minnesota here? There's strong allegations that she has taken the taxpayer money in the millions and reallocated it illegally into her campaign, okay? But she calls it a campaign contribution, and there are the mainstream media's useful idiots as accomplices doing their best to cover for their crimes. But when you do it, or I do it, then it's called bribery in another way. Or what about your said representatives' defensive operations? They always call it defensive operations. And by the way, whenever you hear the mainstream media talk about American military intervention, it's not intervention. It is occupation. It is invasion. That's exactly what it is. They always play the victim while they attack, just like every other group that they mean to implement, using them as a political battering ram to upend who we are as a people. Oh, ask me. But they'll call it a defense operation. But if we do it, then it's called aggression. I mean, the prime example of that is look at Ilhan Omar. You know, she goes out there, commits the act of treason. The FBI reports statistically she has the highest ISIS recruiting rate in the country, in the 5th District of Minnesota, but somehow or another, someone sprays apple juice at her, and they're immediately arrested. And you put up with this. Matter of fact, most Americans encourage this. But again, when the government or the said representatives do anything going now to another point, a military occupation, if we did that, it would be called land theft. You see what I'm saying? They're just plain semantics. They call their missions peacekeeping. But again, if you pay attention to it and we do what they did, then it would be called invasion. Or how about this one? When the said representatives do it, when you go into the airport, the TSA is a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment. Those scanners are all bought and paid for by George Soros, for those that didn't know. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But when the said representatives do it with the excuse of being what? Of terror. And the point I was making earlier about James Madison is when tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy, right? But what do? They, again, play the victim. They create the straw man. They create the boogeyman. Then after the act of terror is all done and said with, what do? Or said and done with, what do? Then they establish something in the airports, which the airports do not have to have. And P.S., if you have taken the time to pull the curtain back on the TSA, have you seen how many crimes that these individuals have been responsible for committing against the people? It's a violation of our God-given rights, people. But when the TSA gives you a pat-down, if I was to do that, do you know that that would be considered sexual assault? I just want you to think. Because that's all they're doing is playing semantics. Or what about this one? Your said representatives, they call it national security. No. By surveilling the American people. Hey, folks, they're surveilling the American people. Those same people are the ones responsible for bringing in the illegals from all over the world to attack. And people haven't figured it out yet. Right? They will. Soon enough, they will. But they call it national security, right? By spying on your neighbors. But if you do it, then you're stalking. Here's another one. When your said representatives call for war, it's okay. But it's that same government that's advocated illegally the sanctioning of the murder of over 80 million babies. And nobody's paying attention. And God hates hands that shed innocent blood. Proverbs 6:17. 2013 of Exodus. The list goes on. And there's only one way to appease that. Numbers 35:33. But when your said representative government calls for a war, what do? They go ahead without congressional approval. But if we were to do what they did, it would be called mass murder. Are you following? I got John calling in from Florida, sonsoflibertyradio.com. John, it's all yours, my friend. What say you?
Yes, sir. You just said that GSA is an unconstitutional organization, right?
You're fading in and out.
So just...
I didn't hear you, John. Say it again.
I'm sorry, we have an...
Yeah, it sounds like your battery's going dead. I got Pat calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Pat, what say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, I'm going to contend with you.
Okay.
I was really disappointed by that infomercial. I want to call it an infomercial.
Okay.
That Mark Lindell got from you yesterday.
Mike Lindell, yep.
Yeah, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I listened to it this morning, and I felt that you gave him a total free pass. We know that he's, hand in glove with Trump. And he mentioned Trump a few times, and Musk, and I was really waiting for you to interject and call him out. He calls himself a Christian. He wears the big crucifix, but he's hanging around a guy who's mentioned over 38,000 times in the Epstein files.
More than that, 16,000. Yeah, 160,000, yeah.
I'm very concerned about the fact that you... Because I respect you, Pat. Listen, I'm really glad.
Then you know what you should have done, Pat? You should have called in, and I should have just connected
you.
I didn't listen to it. Oh, okay. Well, you know what? That was the. Then you should listen to the end of the interview again, because I invited him to be on this show as a guest. That was the first time he's ever been here. Before he came on the show, well, let me finish. Before he came on the show, I did my due diligence on him. And if you're a public person, you're going to all the well understand that you're being lied to continuously, all of the time, just like me. So when I started to do some homework on him, I started seeing a different Mike than the way that the mainstream media was actually reporting on Mike. And I all the well understood that. And the other thing is, I would have never brought him up on the show if I didn't see how he was under attack in such a way that he was. But I said during the end of that broadcast yesterday, this is the first time we've had you on. I said, I want to get in. I want to pull the layers off the onion. I want to have a more serious conversation. Will you come back on the show again? He said, absolutely. I'm not going to pull him up on the show and begin to attack him until we start to get his flavor. Until we start to understand who he is and his perspective. Because to do that, or otherwise, to act in such a disingenuous way, I'm just not going to do it. Hang on a second. I'm going to pull you back up, Pat. Hang on. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-7625.
1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, folks. This is Judah, son of Bradley Dean. I'm sure you've heard of people talking about making a difference, or maybe even thought the same thing yourself. Well, I can tell you from firsthand experience, traveling the nation and growing up with my dad and family, doing high school assemblies, churches, colleges, and universities, that the Sons of Liberty does just that, make a difference. Traveling across the nation and doing events, I can't tell you how many people's eyes have been opened to the truth of America's founding and Christian values, to see the youth of America's hope for the nation restored and know that they have a future, or even just having that person come up and tell you what a difference the Sons of Liberty has made in their lives and how they drew courage from our example to now take a stand themselves. We bring you hard rock hitting truth of the daily issues of America with a biblical and constitutional resolve, along with weighing out every issue on those two pillars. If you're tired of hearing people's lip service or playing the paper tiger but tuck tail and run when it's time to act, then come join us at the Sons of Liberty, where we preach the truth, make a difference, and put actions to our words. Consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty to help support us and join our mission to restore America back to where she was founded.
If I profess with the loudest voice and clearest exposition every portion of the truth of God except that little point which the world and the devil are at that moment attacking, I'm not confessing Christ, however boldly I may be professing Christ. Where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved, and to be steady on all the battlefield besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. Martin Luther. And he continues on, a man cannot be thoroughly humbled till he realizes that his salvation is utterly beyond his own powers, counsels, efforts, will, and works, and depends absolutely on the will, counsel, pleasure, and work of another, God alone. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Pat calling in from Colorado. Pat's calling in from Colorado and telling me that she was unhappy or disappointed at the way that I handled the interview with Michael Lindell. Again, if you didn't hear that, we got Pat calling in from Colorado right now, and she's talking about how she's disappointed at the way I handled Michael Lindell. Listen, folks, I've had several people on this show where when I get to the position where I can get them in front of me, I'm waiting for more. I think I got in one situation where it was really contending for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, with a tax guy that kept talking this nonsense about this two-party system. And I went after him. And it was because he didn't want to back up with trying to justify what he knew wasn't there in the Constitution. And I'm saying that I've had Michael Sweet from Striper on the show. I see a lot of compromisers there as well. And sometimes, folks, you just need to lead. Because I think that's worth in the process of leading and following the Christ is being holy as he is holy, 1 Peter 1:16, and just being that example to people, especially if you don't know them, that reproves a thousand ills when they're convicted by the Holy Ghost. So let me now go to fast forward to Mike Lindell, who I had on the show yesterday. When we got Mike up, we had known several things, and I had a lot of question marks about Mike Lindell. And, you know, number one, how did he meet Trump? I was going to ask other questions. I didn't get time because he is a long-winded brother from another mother as well. But what I did is I did some due diligence on Mike before I had him up on the show because I knew he was coming on the show yesterday. And when I did that, I had brought up during that interview with him, Jimmy Kimmel. And the entire time that he went on Jimmy Kimmel's show, that guy did nothing but demonize him and demean him every given step of the way. And Mike didn't say a thing back. And here's the other thing you need to know. It's the same thing with Ventura. When I had him on the show, I had conversation with him off air where it was more personal rather than me just going for the throat in some cases. And Ventura was one of those. And he goes right after the show, hey, Bradley, goes, you got me thinking in a way that I haven't thought before. And I said, well, that's my job, Jesse. That was Ventura. Well, it was the same thing. I was on the phone with Mike for about 15 minutes after the show yesterday, having some serious conversations. But I see what everybody else sees. And I'm the first one to point it out, no question about it. But not when they're vulnerable. Not when they don't know the difference. I'm not going to turn around and kick somebody that doesn't know the difference. And yes, I understand that they're going around claiming to be something that they're not. But you know what? Why don't you love on that guy? And why don't you get together, have coffee with him, and start to point things out and pull him out of the hole that he's in right now concerning his compromises? That's what I did. It's law to the proud, grace to the humble. Law to the proud. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'll be the first one. If my wife is here right now, she'll be the first one to tell you if someone gets to the point where they're being disrespectful or they're just blatantly arrogant or prideful or they're pompous, I'll be the first one to backhand them. Law to the proud, grace to the humble, but not to those that are already humble and to those that don't know the difference. We're not to kick the blind when they're down. And that's what we're dealing with here. So here, I want to show you something really quick, and I'll pull Pat back up here in just a moment. I'm giving you my response here because this is from the gut because it just came on me during the last segment. But I want you to watch this. This is Donald Trump. And then what he does is he introduces Mike. And you guys heard Mike's testimony, right? He came from an addiction world, and it was interesting. He was invited to go to the People's White House, and before he knew it, Donald Trump sat right next to him. Now, there's some variations here, but I also have discernment to stand back and say, I see the hand of the Lord in this, not so much for Donald Trump as I do for Mike, okay? But I want you to watch this. This is Donald Trump introducing Mike Lindell after that meeting, that miraculous meeting. And by the way, his friends, as a matter of fact, became believers after that went worldwide of Mike Lindell becoming friends with Donald Trump as well. So Mike will sit back and say, that was a miracle all the way around. But again, go ahead and look at this and then watch what Mike does here, because this is another one of those videos that I watched where it was like, okay, hang on a second. There's some heart here. There's some sincerity here. He needs to watch his six. That's the first thing discernment told me. And then with that, he went off script, okay? Politicians don't do that because when they go off script, when the teleprompter's off, they don't know how to talk, okay? That's not what Mike did. Mike knew exactly how to talk, and what he did is he walked in the light concerning the light that he has now. And we're all growing. As a matter of fact, if you look at Hebrews 11, verse 1, what does it talk about? It's the elders that obtained a better report or a good report, okay? We're talking about a baby Christian here. We're talking about a brand new Christian here, not even 8 years old. Okay, I'm not gonna just backhand him where I see he's wide open in heart.
American companies that are fulfilling their patriotic duty by producing or donating medical equipment to help meet our most urgent needs. What they're doing is incredible. And these are great companies. I'd like you to come up and say a couple of words, if you might, about your companies. Mike, come on up. Come on up, fellas, please. Come on up.
Here comes Mike.
I'm proud to be able to represent.
Okay, I'm going
to
go forward, and I'm going to pull up Mike.
Since 1876, we have been
Mike's
providing
up.
Socks
Mike's
and underwear
up.
For generations of families.
We stand ready to help in any way we can. We don't need the Defense Production Act to ask us to act
All of the people at UTC and Raytheon are focused on this war and winning it.
A friend of mine, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Boy, do you sell those pillows. That's unbelievable what you do.
Thank you, Mr. President, for your call to action, which has empowered companies like MyPillow
He's
to
nervous
help our
as
nation
can be.
Win this invisible war. God gave us grace on November 8, 2016, to change the course we were on. God had been taken out of our schools and lives. A nation had turned its back on God. And I encourage you to use this time at home to get back in the Word, read our Bibles, and spend time with our families. Our president gave us so much hope where just a few short months ago, we had the best economy, the lowest unemployment, and wages going up. It was amazing. With our great president, vice president, and this administration, and all the great people in this country praying daily, we will get through this and get back to a place that's stronger and safer than ever.
Okay, now, the first thing Trump does is get up there, and he says, I didn't know Mike was going to say that.
I did not know he was going to do that, but he's a friend of mine, and I do appreciate it.
Thank okay, so what Mike did is he went off script, and what he did is he plugged for the Word of God to the degree that he understood it, okay? And the first thing that I'm thinking about, and I'm going to give it back to Pat here, but it was interesting because when I went to Isaiah 51 just a moment ago, it says, listen carefully to me. It says, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto the rock once you are hewn and the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Look unto Abraham, your father. And I think about that because Mike right now is vulnerable. That's the truth of the matter. And what you don't know is I'm taking the time to get together with Mike and I'm going to dump the Word on him. That's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to give it back to Pat. Pat, I think I did my best in kind of trying to paint a picture more full and more of its fullness concerning maybe what it was that you guys didn't see or what it is that you didn't hear.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate that. But the thing that I don't understand, just to get down to the real basic part of this, I mean, people can argue Trump all day. There are people who love him. But at the point that it's past what he believes in, but what he has done, and let's talk about mostly the Epstein file, because as you always say, it's better to wrap a millstone. How can a Christian, even a baby Christian, this is my issue, knowing that this, unless he doesn't believe it, like so many people
exactly.
who follow Trump.
Yep.
So that's what scares me about this whole thing. It's obvious. It's not fake news. It's there in black and white. Mm-hmm. There are people who have died. There's a lot of things going on with this. And there's a major cover-up. And how can he keep talking about Trump? I feel like if anybody votes for this man, it's going to be the same situation that you've encountered with some of the people that you've tried to get to do different things, you know, in your state house that they, you mentioned the one person, I don't know who it was, who promised that he was going to sign something and then you saw it, he never did it.
Yep, but guess what? Okay,
and
so
I just feel.
Yep. And after
I just
Saturday's
feel that
this show.
Is the same type of person. I feel, you know, there are fake Christians that come in front of us, right?
Yep.
Like that Paula White.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they're fake.
Yep.
They're fake, and you can smell it a mile away. And I don't have good feelings about this.
Yeah.
If he can still talk about Trump, I feel like he's using that to get votes in Minnesota from Christians, and this is my own opinion, to melt that Christian group that Trump melts, and I don't like it. I think it's evil.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well, let me answer a couple of those things. So last Saturday, when I was talking about that one individual that said he was going to sign on, I don't know if you listened to the first hour, but for the second half of the first hour, I railed and I railed and I railed. And here's the good news. And again, Pat, this is important. That's why we're having this conversation. That individual called the said representative that drew up the articles of impeachment and immediately signed up. And he also said, not only is he going to, not good for me, good for the people of the state of Minnesota. And the point was, is that he responded to that. And I did that about as cool as I could possibly do it during the interview. But I was boiling just like everybody else was. And here's the other thing. If I just drop the hammer on some of these guys, it's not going to be me leading them to do the right thing. They're going to avoid me at all costs. And I'm talking about what's going on here at home. But I also think that there's time just to lead the way. And I think that's what I'm going to deal with. Now, let me go over to Mike really quick, Pat, because yesterday when I was doing the interview, I also brought up the fact that people, I seen the comments concerning what was going on there. And I totally agree. And I said they have every right in the world to question what's going on here. So, Pat, I'm going to take a hard break with that. I got your point. I totally appreciate the phone call. And I'll address a little bit more of it on the other side. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Oh, how right was B.H. Clendenin when he said, any preacher who has not stirred the Pharisees, the hypocrites, and the devils to the point of speaking evil against him is not preaching the gospel in its fullness. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, giving you a heads up concerning our time with you at the Halverson Taylor Life Event Center, located at 512 South 8th Street in Brainerd, on March 25th from 6 to 9 p.m. Your representative, Ben Davis, Ron Branstner, Alex Newman, and I myself will be your speakers. We will be highlighting the immigration fraud issues that face us today, as well as equipping the people to stand up and to be the law that the Lord has called us to be.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Just want to let you know all orders that go out today. All the orders that are made today go out first thing in the morning. All the orders that go out first thing in the morning. You have your orders in about 3 to 5 days. We say 2 to 3 days. But again, I just want to come full circle. I think I've explained that well enough. Hey, friends, if you took me to a situation, like if I'm in a college student, I showed up at St. Cloud University and they had over 100 people protesting me, all because of what the media said. And then during the assembly program, those kids at the end of the assembly, I got it all on film too, by the way, the assembly at St. Cloud, all of those kids are standing around waiting for a hug. Okay, those are kids that didn't know the difference. Okay? Many of them thought they were Christians. They weren't, because we held up the standard Jesus Christ, Acts 17:31. But they didn't know him in its fullness. And I'll tell you what, many of what, in many people in this country today, what they believe when they call themselves Christians is to the degree of others calling themselves Christians as well, which in fact are not Christians. I'm not going to kick them when they're down. Okay? That's folks, those people need grace. Law to grace, but you have to give them a knowledge of it. The people that I contend with more than anything else are those that profess to be Christians and they attempt to stand on what it is that they cannot stand on in an attempt to justify themselves. Those are the ones I'll contend with. And by the way, you know, for all the times that I've said to the people on this show, if you'd like to go ahead and reach out to some of these said celebrities or politicians, because I have a whole list on my website of people that we've tried to invite onto the show that wouldn't jump on the show. And if I was them, I wouldn't jump on the show neither. And I all the while know that they're going to contend with me. That's why I would bring them on the show with me, because I know that I'm right, period. And it's not that I'm right. I'm right in standing on the word of God, which is infallible and immutable and unchangeable. Okay? Because God is not a man that he should lie. So again, remember, law to the proud, grace to the humble. I'm also going to do my best to get Mike back up on the show during the end of the month, because as I said on yesterday's show, this is our initiation into Mike. And I said, I want to get into more, you know, a more serious conversation concerning our interview. And I did, by the way, I wanted to tell you too, Pat, I did have on my piece of paper, the Epstein files. What were your thoughts on it? And that was my last question. And we never got there. Because Mike kept talking and talking, and that's what you do when you have a guest. Now, if something was just blatantly off and they were trying to justify that which is blatantly off, I'm going to backhand it. And yes, I heard the Trump stuff. I absolutely did. But you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to make some headway into some of these circles as well. If I become friends with some of these people, because they've been changed by the light that I'm walking in. Okay, who is the light of man? His name is Jesus Christ. What does he do? He comes into the world to save his people from their sin. Matthew 1:21. Why? Because he is the savior of man. There's a lot of these guys and people that think they're Christians, which are not. And I, when I get to that circle as well, I don't take off my hat and become somebody different for them. Did anybody see me falter? No. But again, I'm not going to lay the axe to the root of the tree, especially when it's a baby tree and it's looking for sun. And it's trying to grow, 2 Peter 3:18. So with that, and I also agree with what Pat said. And yesterday, again, I want to say this, and I'm going to end with this. I also said, because I seen the comments that were coming in, I totally agree. I totally agree with people's frustration. I totally agree when people were saying this sounds all too familiar. I totally agree. That will be our next conversation with Mike Lindell. And I'm glad you are all listening. And by the way, I want to say this too, Pat. Thank you for calling and saying what you felt and feeling that you needed to bring that to the light. That's important. And I don't want to snuff out your light neither. Okay. So again, let's do our best. I'll try to get him back up on the show as soon as we can here. I'll just send out a fleece. He said, absolutely, I'll come anytime and we'll ask him some real questions. How about that? And I know John called right before she did from Florida, and he was talking about Mike Lindell too. I don't know exactly what it was that he wanted to convey in question or in comment, but he's going to have to jump on the show tomorrow if he can. It sounded like his phone was going dead on me. I want to highlight this really quick. You guys heard Mike yesterday, speaking of which, Lindell, talk down about Fox News too. It wasn't just Facebook or Twitter or X. He was talking about the state-run media, the Mockingbird media with their useful idiots. He also included Fox News. People, you need to understand they're controlled. Listen to me, affiliate managers. They're controlled opposition. That's why they stick to the same narrative. Prove it. Okay. I'm glad you said that because you need to hear this. I played it real quick yesterday before we brought Mike up on, but I want you to hear this. This is all conservative news outlets.
Short-term disruption for the long-term gain.
Short-term
What's
pain
the difference,
for the
people?
Long-term gain.
Short-term pain be for long-term gain.
We're going to have some short-term pain.
Hey, guys.
With long.
Both sides of the aisle are driving the same narrative. Just so you understand, this is a uniparty system.
Term gain.
Short-term pay for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain, yes.
All of them.
Some long-term gain. Short-term spike for a long-term gain.
Some short-term pain for American consumers.
We may have to deal with that in the short term.
Short-term and temporary.
Temporary, short-term pain.
It's going to suck in the short term.
Some short-term pain. Short-term pain. We have to focus
on the short-term. Are you getting it yet, people?
Short-term.
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 Short-term and long-term.
Short-term blip.
Hopefully this is a
no
short-term
difference.
Pain.
Short-term none whatsoever.
Is highly outweighed of the long-term benefits.
Some short-term pain for the long-term gain.
Short-term sacrifice for a long-term gain.
This is a short.
Okay, so friends, I'm just going to ask you, all of those that don't know the difference, why do you think I say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? When I say that there's a uniparty system here, I mean just that. Hey friends, both of their roads go right down the same lane. Do you understand? Both sides of the aisle go down the same lane of those that are pulling their strings. There's absolutely no difference. Zero. No difference whatsoever. They're all told what to say. As you have heard me say before, the best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. They're the ones doing it. Do you see what you're seeing with Candace Owens and Erica Kirk? That's all controlled opposition. They're leading the narrative, and they're controlling the narrative by keeping it out there. If it was real concerning what Candace Owens keeps pouring on the people, you know, the go-to girl that takes the same money that TPUSA takes from Jewish billionaires while she's going off the hook and accusing them of this, that, and the other thing. If it was legitimate, friends, she would have been taken off the air a long time ago. She would have been censored. She would have been deplatformed a long time ago. When you see them where they go to the point where they're not being censored or suppressed, you better understand that they're on the same team playing the same game. The same way the Democrats and the Republicans go at each other. They never lose. We always lose. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, and it's exactly what the mainstream media is doing all day long. We got David calling in from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend? You've got 2 minutes. It's all yours.
I'll try to be quick. I've got two things real quick. I appreciated what you did with Mike yesterday. I've always liked Mike. I've heard all the criticism about him. I didn't necessarily believe it. I didn't like his support for Trump necessarily, but I like him as a person. I think he's genuine.
There's that,
and I
yes.
like the fact that you didn't jump all over him and you gave him a chance to come back, because he wouldn't have came back if you'd have jumped all over.
You're exactly right.
Yep. Now you get to ask more questions. You get to get more information later and more and more.
Amen.
So, with that being said, I appreciate the interview. It was good.
Thank you.
Number two, I sent you a message on your website. Hopefully you got it, but if not, there was a Marine that protested the Israeli war
yep.
in Congress
yep.
In a hearing. They broke his arm.
I've seen that.
Out of there.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know if you could touch on that, or if you don't want to, that's fine. But I'll tell you what,
David, tomorrow I'll bring it up. Look at my, you can't even see them on social media platforms. I have 20 tabs up right now that I was going to talk about today.
Okay.
But when my listeners or viewers call in, I want to make it your show, pro or con. And that's what I'm always trying to do my best to do.
I'll let you close out.
Okay. Thank you, guy. Totally right. Appreciate it. Yes, I want to say that, friends. I always want to make it your show. If it's pertinent to what we're talking about, I don't want to just talk to talk. I want to talk where we can make some ground and go somewhere and bring about resolve. Because as I've said before, friends, it's an issue of let's get this right under the umbrella of who we are in Christ. Ephesians 4, 1 Corinthians 1:10, come together, get busy, go after those that are trying to divide us. And the only way that we're going to be able to do that, friends, is when we walk on that straight and narrow together. And that is my objective here, which is found in Matthew 7. So with that, I totally appreciate the phone calls today. Again, pro or con, I didn't take it in a negative way. We're going to do our best to get Mike back up. But with that, I will talk to you in 23. And I'll do my best to bring that up concerning the Marine, David. I know exactly what you're talking about. I watched the video. And again, we'll do our best to get it up on the show for you tomorrow.